So I was thinking about a subtle way of going about the idea that, you know, the show had to be thematized around the idea of cowboys, you know, the conceptualization of a Western frontier, which I have to remind you, of course, you know, we're doing land acknowledgements here, acknowledging the colonial history and the grounds that we stand upon, that, you know, the idea of there being a frontier, of there being a terra nullis is, of course, always a colonial construct. But nonetheless, we're going to dive deep into the what of cowboy, the why of it, its allure. Again, of course, is Kid Rock's Cowboy, one of the finest sociological exposés of what a cowboy is, what they do, the cultural myth, its connotations. Why do people love cowboys? I'm joined in the studio right now with a guest. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Here at CITR Radio.
Sorry, Lindsay, let's start over. I accidentally got you a bit late.
It's okay. My name is Lindsay. I'm a new volunteer here at the radio station. I'm super interested in getting involved, and I love sitting in. And so far, I've enjoyed sitting in on the show. So I hopefully will be here often.
Cool. What do you think about cowboys? Were they a part of your childhood at all?
No, actually, not so much. And I walked in here, and I saw that you were playing, like, I was like, oh, country music. Like,
yeah.
He's playing country music.
Oh, well, Kid Rock is an innovator, of course, you know, pushing together the genres of country, rock, and rap. Just kidding, Kid Rock is awful. We're going to turn that off now. But cowboys, I mean, so you are you a fan of Toy Story, the franchise?
Yeah, of course
Toy Story?
I am.
It's so interesting because, like, that's one of the main ways people get, like, you know, Woody, of course, is a cowboy.
Yeah,
but, like, how many kids are interested in cowboys nowadays? It's a weird anachronism.
Are you asking me how many kids are interested in cowboys these days?
Oh, I was just, like, commenting that it's interesting. That's how kids get exposed to, like, cowboys for the most part. What's cowboy for you in, like, current culture? Like,
honestly, just the authentic cowboy that, like, rides on a horse and, like, lives in the country. But I've never been interested in country music. It's never been something that, like, I've enjoyed.
Yeah, not many people who come to the station count themselves among country fans. But we will search for the true cowboys today. We're going to start with some tracks, Blithfield, Blithfield's track Zen Den. We're going to hear Space Bros, Warp Speed. We're going to hear Julian Nair's Airport, Tarzana. And then we are going to listen to a bit of Departure from Gown. So here we go, starting right now. Enjoy.
Thank you. I You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Celebrate the Year of the Monkey at the largest Lunar New Year event in UBC history. The UBC Centennial Lunar New Year Festival takes place February 5th from 12 to 5 at the Nest. Celebrate at this free event with food, games, arts and crafts, music, and dance performances for people of all ages. Learn more at diversity.ubc.ca. Hey UBC, got consent? January is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and practicing consent is one way you can make a difference. Here's what you need to know. Consent is the voluntary, enthusiastic agreement to engage in sexual activity of any kind. Consent is not present if someone feels pressured, coerced, or threatened. If you are pressuring someone to have sexual contact, stop. It's sexual assault. If someone is under the influence of alcohol or drugs, they can't legally consent to any sexual activity. If you are unsure whether someone is under the influence, don't engage in sexual contact. Wait for another time when you're both sober and both interested. Respect and consent must be ongoing. Just because someone consented before doesn't mean they still consent. Continue to check in and listen. For more information, visit gotconsent.ca or students.ubc.ca/consent.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. You last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hey, we chased those fellas so far from Fredericksburg, they ain't stopped running yet. Yeah, but they must have stopped running long enough to get their picture took.
Yeah, nobody ever chased them to Kansas, mister.
Do you belong to
all it? Of us do.
So is that a fact? Well, you must have had to run a long way to get back to Kansas.
Well, it's gonna be a longer run back to Texas.
Oh, yeah!
It's that dreadful saloon next door.
Violence and treachery on Cue It Up, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on traditional, unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. This show has been about cowboys. Lindsay.
Yeah?
Can you define a cowboy for us?
Yeah, I can, actually. We just had a discussion about different types of cowboys, but always in my head, a cowboy has been someone that lives in the country, possibly lives on a farm, mm-hmm. rides horses, has a leather vest on,
leather vest,
wears a hat, and maybe even has, like, some grass hanging out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Like one of those pieces of, like, long grass that they chew on? Yeah,
wheat.
Yeah. Absolutely. Many of these factor into the being a cowboy. Of course, you cannot just have one of these things or another. For instance, I have a leather vest. Ostensibly, I do. But I am not a cowboy. Although I'm interested in diving into the heart of the matter of what a cowboy is, which is why I just played the previous tracks we just heard in descending order. What we last heard was Julian Nayer's Airport Tarzana, and that's on Pacific City Sound Visions, which is a project from Spencer Clark, previously of Skaters, with James Ferraro, who we'll be hearing a track from later today, and Finnish artist Jan Anderson. That's a new project on the label / artist / conceptual project. Again, that was Julian Nayer's Airport Tarzana from Pacific City Sound Divisions. And, sort of an interesting little bit of a... Well, okay, first of all, what we heard before that was Warp Speed from Space Bros, which was a project from... Oh, gosh, I'm forgetting... Don't you ever, like, just forget someone's name and it's the worst...
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
They'll have to serve as the informational tidbit for that particular track, Space Bros Warp Speed. But we will, or rather, Space Bros, interesting album that you can... Oh, my gosh, I'm stumbling so hard. Blythe Field, Zenden, we heard before that. Zenden from the artist Spencer Radcliffe. A sound artist, has done stuff with Ricky Eat Acid, who I'm quite a big fan of. But the album Face Always Towards the Sun, new, just released this year, January. A lot of interesting ambient, nice poppy tape projects on there. Just a really nice sound there, and sort of set up the atmosphere of the interstellar travel that we engaged in. But of course, going into Tarzana, Julian Nayer's Airport, there is that sensation of this idea of the frontier and the beyond and the expanse, which of course returns to this colonial conception of realities here on Earth. Sorry, I'm stumbling. I had this whole thing set up in my head, but then I forgot who did Space Bros. I'm still trying to remember. And we're going to come back with that info soon. But before we go into the next set of songs, Lindsay, can you tell us this idea you have for your show?
Mm-hmm. Of course I can. So coming into here, I like saw all of these different shows and like how everybody was just so interested in their own subjects, and I was thinking like, oh, like what would I be like good at, like what could I really do that I'd be passionate about and that I could really feel like I could connect with the people that are listening to me on like a personal, more of a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I've been passionate about for my whole life and I just like I've grown up with it is fitness and just like health and sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like ever since I was a kid, I was like on like cheerleading teams, gymnastics. I went camping with my family, hiking all the time. I go to a hiking program right now.
Totally.
I would want to make my show about fitness and just like cool workout regimens, like things that I do that I find that help me, like good workout music. I would have people come in that inspire me as like people that work out in my like circle of friends, and I feel like I would be able to connect to people in a certain manner when it comes to fitness,
absolutely.
I've done it so often before.
We do have lifestyle shows here at CIITR, but you know, not ones that offer medical advice, but you know,
we're not allowed to offer medical advice.
Absolutely. That is my prescription as a practicing non-doctor. But yeah, no, absolutely. Like, It brings us to an interesting point because, of course, today's show is about cowboys, and in that sense, it's a bit about frontiers. There is a frontier right now which you can get in, where you can stake your claim. It's called CITR 101.9 FM. You can be a radio cowboy. In fact, that is what a disc jockey is. They're jockeys. You can come and, with your concept, have a show here at CITR 101.9 FM. Get involved in community radio. Learn more.
We're welcoming.
Yeah.
It's so nice over here.
Mm-hmm. Again, as I was saying, this is Cue It Up, 101.9 FM, on CITR 101.9 FM, rather. And if you're not interested in hearing me talk about cowboys and space and saucer people, speaking of Space Bros, the album was In the Dream Time of the Saucer People from Tom Whalen, who I did an interview with in Discorder a few months back. Sort of a conceptual album based on the writings of the Unarius Science Academy, which I will refer to for the sake of non-libelous purposes as a collective based around space-oriented spirituality. Very interesting album. Again, that was Space Bros in the Dream Time of the Saucer People, and we heard Warp Speed on the last set of songs. But yeah, if you're curious as to why on this dreary Vancouver day you're listening to me, John, of Cue It Up, talk to you about space and Warp Speed, cowboys, play Kid Rock's greatest single over the air on a community radio station, to say the least, then it is up to you to take charge and get here and kick me off the air with your own great idea for a show. Coming up next, we got Breeze Freestyle from Baby Father, which is a pseudonym of Dean Blunt, the UK artist, tangentially involved in the grime scene, but definitely more of an experimental musician in his own regard. Dean Blunt's Baby Father, the song Breeze Lifestyle. Then we're going to listen to James Ferrero, White Bronco, from the album Skid Row last year. And then we're going to listen to Alicia Crampton's Confessions of a Post-Carceral Feminist with Kalayla. It's a remix of a Kalayla track, and it's very, very interesting. And we're going to get into what this has to do exactly with cowboys right after the set of songs. See you soon.
Where you go, fitting ain't good. Ain't no use to fight. Fighting's a thing I don't like it myself, and I don't want to. That's a present from U.S. Grant. That's for Robert.
Less. We need that. Bless. Boy, what you doing? Have you got that? Bless. Roll to the rave in the Black 5 series, BMW, black man's weary. When you see the feds roll by in the whip, but when they're in the passenger, they think I'm legit. Fence wanna ask like, nigga, what you doing? I breeze straight past when they see I got you in. Bless. Said what you doing? We need that. Bless. Boy, what you doing? Have you got that? Still, baby, let a nigga know. Let a nigga know. Bless. Said what you're doing. We need that. Bless. Boy, what you're doing. Have you got that? Got that? Bless, bless. Nigga, what you doing? Doing?
Rodney Keene.
Thanks for joining us for the City of Los Angeles, a third day of tension and violence.
Round and round inside our heads with
con la mejor música. DJ.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Thursday, February 25th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. There's also free admission.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it? There's only one word for it.
But these girls that want to buy it, most of them are older, dignified, social register types, you know what I mean? They can't be trotting down to Times Square to pick out the merchandise. They gotta have some kind of middleman. And that's where old Daniel comes in, you know what I mean?
I'm walking here!
Let's keep in mind, when you're making radio, the intrusions, the breach between the inner sanctuary and the exterior, the life of a cowboy. The music we just heard, in descending order again, Alicia Crampton's Confessions of a Post-Carceral Feminist with Kalayla, James Ferrero's White Bronco, Baby Father's Breeze Freestyle, sort of a collection of three tracks that flow within the same experimental circles. Alicia Crampton, collage artist, cut-up artist, experimental compositions. And they're cutting up a Kalayla track. Very interesting use of, well, outmoded digital effects in a fun and rambunctious way. And, you know, also kind of points towards something tacit and a bit more critical. James Ferrero, White Bronco, of course, Skid Row, his album. Very much about the identification of L.A. as a sort of emblematic American city. L.A. has always sort of been identified as a frontier. And James Ferrero, who's so interested in the frontiers of capitalism, the idea of the world as a frontier, that, you know, the global village as the mechanism through which capitalism disperses itself all over. L.A., in that sense, very interesting, sort of a look into the future, the hyper juxtaposition of the high class and the low class, the sort of blurring, homogenizing effects of the sun and the, you know, hyper real landscape. Very interesting. Baby Father's Breeze Lifestyle Freestyle. I couldn't tell you anything about that track, but Dean Blunt sure makes some interesting music. Cowboys. Can we identify the link into the cowboy there? Can we, is that a fiction that we're imagining? Lindsay, what about firemen? Have you ever been interested in becoming a, fire person? Have you ever become interested?
Firewoman.
Firewoman. Fire dogs, fire cats, all the whole family of the fire fern at the firehouse. Fire person.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about becoming a person who fights fires?
I think it'd be a very intense job, mm-hmm. and a job full of pressure. I'd find I work really well under pressure. Mm-hmm. I've considered it. I actually would far better prefer working in paramedicine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But being a fireman, firewoman, fire cat, fire dog. It'd be fun. I would enjoy it. Would you?
Well, I'd have concerns about my own
health, well-being.
I guess it's just that, like, I feel as if I don't deserve the trust of people, especially if they're in, like, a dire circumstance, like a fire. I guess if you were in a fire, you're not really in a position to say, like, yeah, exactly. Like, oh, please do not. No, you are not qualified to rescue me from this. But of course, you know, I would be qualified for the position if I were to become a fireman. And seeing as I'm currently ending my tenure as an intern at the station here, CITR 101.9 FM, which you are listening to right now, it may be the time for me to consider the next step up. I think that makes sense, going from radio intern to fireman, and like the body change that would undoubtedly accompany that change.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to give you too lurid of a description right now, but I'm here in the studio, emaciated, sickly, pale, and cold. But soon, with the proper training regimen, I'll be able to join the fine league of fire people that perpetuate themselves through this great province and or city, whatever angle you want to look at it at, and help those who are in need of being rescued.
I had a comment about you saying you wouldn't want to be trusted.
Uh-huh.
I think to be like a fireman or a paramedic or a police officer, you have to have a certain amount of confidence, like going into a situation. It's a matter of like being more confident in you saving the person than there being a flaw in the procedure and them dying or a catastrophe happening, not even necessarily death. That's extreme in certain cases.
It's always difficult to gauge in these cases. I mean, have you ever heard about the man? This is going to be a completely tangential anecdote, but since the show is my own, let's do it. Have you ever heard about that man who robbed a bank? This happened in the United States. I'm going to try and look it up on this computer in front of me right now. But he robbed a bank, and he poured lemon juice all over his face because lemon juice is invisible ink. So he did this because his conceptualization was that his face would not be visible on the cameras because he had invisible ink on his face.
Mm-hmm.
So he robbed the bank and then he left. And of course they caught him right afterwards. I'm going to look this up right now. Lemon. And what do you make of that? Like, how does someone get that in their mind? Right.
I believe that if that is the situation and he actually went in to do this without looking up even online or maybe testing out if it was ink, maybe he would have some mental disabilities or problems. You just don't do that.
You know, we really can't speculate. But certainly it does give us pause to think. And what happened is that the Dunning-Kruger effect, which is, according to the Wikipedia page, was first experimentally observed by David Dunning and Justin Kruger of Cornell University, used that as a sort of launching incident, like a sort of case study, in that those who typically don't have the skills and don't have the, you know, who presume themselves to be much more capable than they actually are often, you know, those who do lack the skills. So like someone who is not able to be funny probably perceives themselves to be a lot more funny than they actually are because they don't know what's funny or not. So maybe I'm an excellent firefighter. Or maybe I'm being realistic that we don't know. That's the precipice. Am I, should I right now go look, trawl around the city, look for a fire and then attempt to rescue the person inside?
Absolutely not.
And there you have it. Logic always prevails here at CITR 101.9 FM. I'll cue it up. We have 13 minutes left, so we're just going to play a bit more music. And then maybe we'll have some final words on the cowboy. Full disclosure, the reason I wanted to do a cowboy theme today is because I'm making my debut as DJ Farm Boy this Friday. Right outside here, CITR, in the beautiful AMS Nest, as part of the Faculty Cup, there will be a free mechanical bull for all to ride. And I will be DJing a specially curated set list with great hits from Kid Rock. Of course, we'll have Will Smith's Wild Wild West in there somewhere. All of the greatest Western hits to have ever been broadcast made their way across our ears. you will hear at this Faculty Cup and Mechanical Bull riding shindig. Go listen to some more tracks. Alicia Crampton's American Drift. I was going to speak more on Alicia Crampton. I don't know if I'll have the time. But definitely, she's an artist that will come up again at some point. And American Drift, off her album American Drift from last year, one of the year's best by far. Worth listening to as we think about the idea of imposed frontiers and complicating the idea of frontiers. Because again, you know, when we get down to it, the cowboy, in the sense of a frontiersman, is a bit of a colonial myth and not really something we should perpetuate. Although it is nice to put on leather vests and hats and ride horses. That is something that is pleasurable. Afterwards, we're going to listen to Immune's Las Vegas, another place where the cowboy affect is assumed. The cowboy persona is assumed. But really, are there really any cowboys in Las Vegas? Isn't it just like a strip of casinos, like some desert suburbs? Who is to say? Not me. I've never been. Let's listen to Alicia Crampton. Sorry, just having a bit of trouble loading up the CD right now. Lindsay, do you have any last words about Fireman before we finish?
One of my good friends is actually training to be a fireman right now, and takes hard training. And I think that if you're inspired to work in that area, I think you should do it for sure. And if you want to be a cowboy, you should do that too. And those are my final words. Thank you for having me on the show as well.
Thank you for the truly inspirational passage. Keep that in mind, everyone. You only have so much life. Do with it the best you can. This is American Drift by Alicia Crampton.
Stone Heights, blue gallows. Climb. Sundered rock. Slough of despond. Trampler, mangler, mauler, butcher. Wreck. Naked like a worm. Gross bulls encompass me. Save me from the dog's mouth. Blaze on, you quandary of stars. Blaze just Orion. Climb. Roar Shenandoah. Impossible fall. Falling. Fevered rock. Usk. Usk. Hewed out the mountain. Come rolling, come tear it down. Peel, quake, Shenandoah. Impossible fall. Blaze just Orion. Blaze cool water. Blaze spoiled signage. O foul augury. Slip infinity. Trace. Torn edge, pierced exactly, pinned to the exact, pinned to heat, marked on the precise, incapacitated, incapacitating, to fountain fly, words of my roaring, blue ridge stay blue, bright wings stay bright. Eye strings snap. O calyx shining moon. Primeval gash. Mar. Clean the rock. Splinter seat. Splintered host. Flung out. Lob thing. Damn shadow man. Sun whose limit is your infinity alone. Unfolding. Here. Limit with us. Narrow place. Stretched and frightfully flayed. O thing. Toad whose home is the ribcage. Water clinched the rock. river run footless, trace the bend. O bluff wrapped in light, O talus sloped spirit summit, O earthwork and eyeball, varicose and branch, garden, night, cup, calcified. Garden, night, cup, calcified. Here.
This has been queued up on 101.9 FM, CITR, live from the UBC Nest. Sub, CITR station. Of course, on unceded traditional Coast Salish Musqueam land. Lindsay, thank you for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I hope to be on the show again.
Mm-hmm. Lot of great things we talked about today. Firemen, frontiers, cowboys. Coming up next, we have Steve Zhang's Asian Wave 101. But we're going to have a very special special treat for you, the listener, before we leave. It's an absolutely seminal song. In many cases, defining of multiple generations, reverberating still in the way we conceptualize the cowboy today. I'm just going to put it on. This song needs no introduction. Coming up next, Asian Way. Please stay tuned for that. And then at 5, CITR Arts. And actually, if you're interested in hearing my voice for some reason, I'll be on later tonight as well on Rohit and Ola's Soul Sandwich. They'll be at 8 p.m. So tune in then if you care to listen to me and some picks I'll have likely. But anyhow, here we go. Thank you again for joining me, Lindsay. This is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. See you soon.
West, Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider, no you don't want nada, none of this, six gunning this, brother running this, Buffalo Soldier, look it's like I told ya, any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West, rough neck, so go check the law on the vibe, watch your step, reflex, and get a hole in your side, swallow your pride, don't let your lip react, you don't wanna see my hand where my hip be at, with Artemis from the start of this, running the game, James West, taming the West, so remember the name, now who you gonna call,
not the GB.
Now who you gon' call?
G-W-G.
If you ever riff with people wanna bust, break out before you get bum rushed at
the Wild Wild West.
When I roll into
the Wild Wild West.
When I stroll into
the Wild Wild West.
When I bounce into
the Wild Wild West.
Cisco,
we're
Cisco. Upon a time in the West, madman lost his damn mind in the West. Loveless, kidnapped down